Hey, y'all, this is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane.
We're Letter to Memphis.
Woo!
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, episode 76, with a letter to Memphis. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You guys want to introduce yourself for everybody?
Sure. Hi, I'm Devin Cahill. I sing and play some ukulele with Letter to Memphis.
I'm Paul Niehaus, and I play the bass.
I'm Gene Starks, and I play the guitar.
All right. And we're missing Sarah?
We are missing Sarah Velasquez, who plays violin and sings beautiful harmonies.
Yeah. I saw you all play a couple weeks ago now, I guess, at the demo.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first live experience, but I was down here in the same spot here with Paul a while back, and we discussed the band quite a bit, and then he that's where I first picked up the album and gave it a listen, and was very impressed. I really like it a lot.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so that's your album Phases, which is I guess people can get it through the site and Bandcamp and
iTunes, all that stuff.
iTunes, Spotify, all of the online things. And then also you can find it at Euclid Records and Music Record Shop in the Grove and STL Style House on Cherokee Street.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite little shops in St. Louis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I love that. I was talking to Mark from Music Record Shop, and we were kind of talking about trying to do some partnership stuff. So
sweet.
But he was saying how like that he does a lot of that. We're trying to support local there, and you know, gives you guys a chance to, you know, have your records in the record stores and and all that stuff. So we're it's neat that we do have those local record stores still around, like, because there's
definitely
not many.
And Music Record Shop, I thought, had like the best selection on Record Store Day, and we actually played next door at the demo on Record Store Day, which was cool. I like that the venue is right by the record store, and then when they have shows, and also at the Ready Room next to that, like when they have shows, the record store is always open, which is sweet. You know, you go to a show, you go check out, you know, maybe you buy a CD or a record or whatever, and it's just like the full music experience, you know?
Yeah, that's neat.
Exit through the gift shop.
Sometimes there's people in the Grove busking and stuff I've seen, you know, so a lot of music outside, too.
I got to, invited by Jim from Vintage Vinyl to guest DJ over there for Record Store Day.
Cool.
So that was really a neat experience. Yeah. I mean, it was a real honor just to be included. I thought it'd be fun to more spotlight some of the people from the show. So I just made like a mix CD of all of my favorites, bands, and put in all their songs on the disc, and a couple of live recordings that we've done, and so I put it on CD instead of like actually being able to like, you know, spin vinyl there, which would have been really cool, but it was still just fun to put the CD on and kind of be a part of the day. And then
it's a cool day,
and then
really is.
Like Bruiser Queen and a bunch of other people played outside and stuff, so that was
Bruiser Queen's one of our favorites for sure. They're amazing.
Yeah. I watched them play, and then I think we went and grabbed lunch, came back, and then they had like this DJ, it was like four DJs scratching out there, and they had these breakdancer guys were going and stuff. So it was very entertaining to watch these guys. And
that's cool. Vintage Vinyl is a great record store, too.
Yeah, it's just a, like I said, fun day to be a part of music for Record Store Day. It's fun that they, that who's ever idea that was to start all this up, it's fun. So
for sure.
You guys big in vinyl enthusiasts or yourselves, or
I'm more of CD person. Yeah. I guess I don't I probably have, I don't know, what would you say,
a couple dozen
probably albums. Yeah, well, how many CDs though?
CDs, hundreds.
That's what I'm saying. How many CDs? Not
no, I was just comparing to
that's talking about. No, like I feel like I probably have at least 300 CDs that I've been sort of collecting since I was, I don't know, 10.
Sure. I had a huge stack of like in this binder and all this, and somebody like swiped my collection, and it was funny because like some of them were just burn CDs, and you know, they'd say like Shane's mix on them and stuff, and this is like, you know, in high school. And then I'm like, strange kind of thing, I happen to be like walking this street like pretty far away from the school, and then all of a sudden I look down on the sidewalk or whatever, the curb, and there's one of my CDs that say Shane's mix on it, and I was like so I was like I was, you know, it's kind of a bummer that somebody swiped it, and then they just started throwing them out, I guess, whatever ones they didn't like. And so
that's hilarious, man.
That sucks.
But
the boomerang effect came back to you.
Right. But yeah, I've been trying to buy up everything I can with, I try to buy CDs for all my local friends, and keep supporting them and keep music going.
So, that's awesome.
Yep. All artists really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hear it a lot, and it's cool, like, that people are really responding what the show, and then I do my little rundown on Fridays and Saturday nights and stuff with all the shows in town, and that seems to be getting a lot of attention. People really appreciate that, just even when they're not, you know, even when it's not their shows, at least they can know where to go to see everybody else, too, so.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
But, yeah, just, it's fun. I mean, for me as a fan, it's a great time to be included in all this stuff. There's a lot of, like, we kind of talked off mic, there's a lot of great music coming up through town right now, so.
Yes, overflowing abundance.
Yeah.
For sure.
But, yeah, I was going to ask you guys about a couple of songs on that Phases album, though, because I was, like I said, I really enjoyed it. Devin and Gene, you guys wrote most of the stuff together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, one of them I really liked was the title track, Phases. I thought that, I don't know, something about it, like, just the simplicity of it to being kind of like a, just a real stripped down. I mean, I know a lot of your sound is, you know, with the strings and things, it's kind of more stripped down already, but was that just pretty
solo.
Much just you, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but I like the line, turn a peasant into a king, right?
It's written by Gene Starks.
I wrote the lyric. It was actually quite longer than that, but we knew that we wanted kind of just like just a little outro to the album, just a little simple thing, just a few, you know, a couple minutes long instead, and it was just got really wordy. So I don't know, I was just thinking about the state of society and the haves and have-nots kind of thing, and you know, and just how it goes through changes in society and everything, that everything renews, and you know, those kind of things can happen. I don't know, it just kind of started flowing out.
I'm not, you know, a producer or anything like that, but it sounds like it could be one of those songs too, like where it kind of started like that, you know, with just the ukulele or something, and then like kind of build and layer, and then like where the end you're just like, it's really kind of like got a lot of momentum or something. That would be cool too,
like a full string section or something like that.
It's just like sweet. I mean, really, like that chorus, when that chorus comes back around, it changes, like it just it'd be fun to watch that as that building, and I don't know.
True. I guess the format and the way I wanted the song, the sound, you know, with something Devin was working, had already been defined before the lyrics even came out. So it just kind of fit that. Yeah. So, but it definitely could have gone another way if the intention of the song would have been different.
Yeah.
But it was intended to be more of an outro.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I just, I mean, it's just like I said, it's just the messaging behind it, like it'd be, you know, it really hit for me. I really liked it a lot, and another one that I really liked is that Country Road. I just I wrote about a lot of this stuff on my little album review that I put on the site.
Thank you, brother.
No problem. I don't write a lot anymore. I used to write more when I used to work for this other radio station and helping them put some online content, and I used to do a lot of album review stuff, and I kind of got bored with it, just kind of burned out, and thought I'd try something new with doing the podcast like this. So but yeah, that I've talked about how like that Country Road is for me, it's like it's just a kind of a feel-good song where, you know, you kind of, for me, I can kind of escape to like this and put myself like in the country on a porch swing and drinking some lemonade and that kind of whole thing, like where I just kind of, you know, take the journey with you through the song.
There was some descriptive things that Devin wrote in that. Yeah, I grew up in the country. She grew up in the city, and she's been in the city her whole life. And some of the descriptive things that she had about the country really put you there. I was really proud
that
she was able to pull that off.
was to take you to the country. Right. I mean, even if you can't get there right now, just to, you know, close your eyes and see the green and blue and brown and gold, you know, all the colors and how, you know, the simplicity and how beautiful it is. Gene just spilled a little tea off Mike. For the listener who cannot see what's happening, Gene has just dipped his fingers into his allergy tea.
We are all. That sounds like I was picking my nose.
Basically, my nose being the allergy tea.
We're all drinking allergy tea out of little sake glasses.
Yes.
I guess we should also say, since I haven't forgot earlier, but happy birthday. We're recording this on Devin's birthday.
So yes.
Thank you so much.
Very exciting. That's what we're celebrating with our allergy tea.
Yes.
Yes. Cheers.
Let's do a clink noise.
Yeah. There you go.
Cheers. One more.
Oh, okay, good thing I brought paper towels. Yeah, they're not going to buy the fact that it's allergy tea as drunk as we sound.
I was thinking too, like, that would be kind of a cool video to do. Like, just find some old, like, kind of Victorian home or something like that in the country. Set up on the porch like
definitely
that.
Definitely thought about doing a video for that one. I think that would be a great one to do. Because it's got so many cool visuals, you know, just driving down a country road, you know, with the wind blowing through your hair.
Get an old pickup truck and something.
Yeah. Or like an old classic vintage pickup truck. That'd be cool, man.
Yeah.
Like a vintage Chevrolet or something.
Sweet. Have Paul standing up in the back playing bass.
Nice. Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
Or we can do it in a stock car. It's kind of the country.
We can all play in the middle of a field.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Well, speaking of videos, you guys just released that Thursday Night Blues on for the video of it. So
that's right.
Yeah, a little over a week old now. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I really liked it a lot. And
thank you.
I like
Brian McClellan did a really great job with it. I mean, we kind of left that in his hands. He came and just shot us and just produced this really fantastic video.
It was directed. And sort of conceptualized, and you know, the whole thing was done by Brian McClelland of Blip Blap Video, and also he's an amazing musician as well in the band Middle Class Fashion, and he has his own band Whoa Thunder, which is super cool.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, and so he did a great job, and it's it's fun to have a nice video for people to watch out there. It's kind of our first first sort of special cool video we've had on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, some people...
it's a big jump from the cell phone video videos that we had before.
Yeah.
Which are not bad. They're raw and nice and good, but it's just like...
Raw,
nice,
that's a good word.
Good. Raw can be good.
I know, Vintage Trouble. You ever listen to them?
Yeah. They're awesome.
One of their music videos was shot entirely with iPhone 4 or whatever it was at the time. And they recorded, I don't know if they set some up on a tripod or however they did it, but they recorded a couple of them, and then I guess they took all that footage from the cell phones and they cut it up and they made their music video. So, you know, it's possible to do it for a very affordable price to make a nice project and put it out there, and it works sometimes, but it's nice to have a little higher quality sometimes, but you know, like I said, a cell phone video works too sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, most of the stuff that we've done just in general so far has been pretty, I don't know, overuse the word or term DIY, but this is the first time we've had, you know, like a more of a professional kind of video for people to watch, so
It's cool, like that, to have that on YouTube and all. To kind of be able to share that easy to where you can hear the song and see the people, and I think that's part of the fun of the band too is to be able to see all of you, you know, especially with your, you know, guitar or ukulele or bass or violin all the imagery with it all, you know, as it comes together.
More energy,
right? Instead of to visualize it all coming together too, like instead of just hearing, you know, you can hear the strings and things, but to see the people that are playing and stuff too is part of the fun.
Yeah.
That
was why it was nice for this particular one. You know, our friend Adam Andrews, who laid down the track in the studio for the harmonica on that, you know, he did the video with us, and, you know, it was just really nice. And Mike Murano, who plays drums with us quite a bit, you know, so it was just nice to have everybody kind of come together and help make that happen.
That's some killer harp on there, too.
Yeah,
that's Adam Andrews from the Bottoms Up Blues Gang and the Dust Covers. Who else does he play with?
He plays with Brian Curran all the time. He's just really great.
Yeah.
Great guy around.
Yeah,
plays with Brian Rainey.
Sometimes all in combinations of the above.
Brian Rainey's got the not a ukulele thing, and I've got the not a mandolin thing. Hope you're listening, Brian. Yeah. He also just put out a music video recently.
That Devin's in.
That I acted in, so that was cool. So definitely check that one out too.
Yeah, I think I watched that. I think it was the same one. But yeah, I remember you shared something about there was the Polaroids and stuff, right?
Yeah. I was sort of love interest or, you know, ex-friend or something, and he's looking through the pictures.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Yeah. That was fun.
So you guys are included in this Riverfront Times music showcase coming up, right?
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
June 20th, mm-hmm. Playing live?
Next Saturday, June 20th.
So people can... Now, how's that all work? Like, can you vote for that, or how's...
You can vote online now. Yeah. Anytime up until, I think, the voting probably ends that day when the show's over.
Yes.
But just, first of all, to be nominated, I mean, it doesn't really matter as much, the winning part of that, just to be recognized alongside all the great talent in town, like we said off mic earlier. I mean, that's just really great. And then just go play for the people. Just party and celebrate the...
Yeah.
Great
Before we were ever nominated, when we were a younger band and not even sort of ready for anything like that, like, I used to go to this RFT music showcase and just, you know, it was amazing going around and seeing all the different kinds of music going on in St. Louis. You know, so many things are represented at this particular event. And
how about Teresa Payne last year?
Teresa Payne last year was amazing. No, it's just sweet. You just walk down the street, you know, East on Washington Avenue. Now it's in the Grove, which is grooving. And I just think walking down the street and catching, you know, go hear a blues band, and then, you know, go hear a, you know, like an indie rock band for a little bit, and then go hear some folk music, and then go hear some sweet like R&B, you know, with some big horns, big band, you know, like it's.
Yeah.
It's and a metal amazing. Band, and then, you know, just
so,
all kinds
of... Exactly. So to just be able to be, you know, and then DJ sets, too, which are sweet. And then, you know, so just to be involved and to be part of this festival that I already thought was pretty sweet is like, all right, awesome. Yeah, it's really, really a cool thing and honored to be in in a category with amazing other musicians. There's the other... nominees in the folk category are Cassie Morgan and the Lonely Pine, the Aching Hearts, Kevin Buckley or Grace Basement, and one of our favorite, I call them our bestie band, Arthur and the Librarian. Yeah. They're so good. They played at our CD release show last year at the Sheldon, and I super duper love them. Their singer, Greg Crittenden, sounds like, if you're familiar with Rufus Wainwright, he sounds like that.
Okay.
His voice is like butter. It's amazing. So it's like, okay, my favorite, one of my favorite local bands is in the same category as us. Yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's that's.
We should have started like a Twitter amazing. War or something with them. It would have been a lot of fun. But
I wouldn't want to do that. No, I love them.
That's I talked last week. I mentioned to you guys about that. Brother Lee and the Leather Jackals are also nominated for the rock category, and they're up against one of their best friends, Bruiser Queen. So in a similar situation they talked about too, like, you know, it's kind of cool that too, that we're in that situation where we are all friends in our local music scene and stuff, where we're not, you know, there's not a lot of rivalry and stuff that there's a lot of people that are, you know, always trading shows and all kinds of stuff where we all work together for a greater good.
Yeah,
it's a really good video out last year about it, I think, between a couple bands. A little funny trash talk kind of thing.
Yeah.
Can't remember who it was, but I'll have to look that up later.
Yeah. So you guys got a couple of dates coming up. I wrote down here for we got the showcase the 20th. Is that like a demo or a gramophone?
We'll be at the Handlebar.
Handlebar?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock. That's a little bit more on the eastern side of the room. I'm sure if you're wandering around, you'll feel find all the venues. You know?
It's I was also going to say with Devin's comment about it is kind of cool that we are kind of doing that too. Like, there's a lot more of these, like, kind of shows or different events going on around town where there's multiple stages, and like it's almost like, you know, kind of like a pub crawl kind of vibe to where you just kind of bounce from, like they had like the indie hop like a week or two ago, and it's stuff like it's just kind of these really neat little events that people are doing in the city where we're having several bands playing and various bars or stages and indoor, outdoor, and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of a nice community vibe to the to the whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like because I actually grew up doing musical theater, and it's really competitive and cutthroat, and it's not always nice, you know. And doing music, doing, you know, especially original music, and just being a part of this type of art, it's so much more collaborative and community oriented, mm-hmm. and just so much more positive. And I connect with it a lot more. Yeah. And the St. Louis music scene is tight.
Yeah.
It's tight.
Yeah. I go to a lot of shows down there at Oyster Bar and Beale.
Yeah.
A lot of the
more... We were just at the Oyster Bar last night for the jam session.
It's a great place. But, they, you know, it's fun when you're... Like, I went to see Funky Butt Brass Friday night. And you look around the crowd and you see all sorts of other musicians there to support them, too. So it's, like, it's just fun to see musicians that are coming out and, you know, like I said, watching the shows from all their friends and stuff. So it's a cool vibe, you know, that with, like I said, with just that, having that community kind of sense going on. But, yeah, so you guys are, I was excited because I saw you guys were coming out to, St. Charles area there too, the, June 24th and, July 15th at Magpies.
Mm-hmm. I think nice, the one at the end of July too. Yeah. We've got, I think 3 dates coming up there. It's fun, honestly. That little old St. Charles area, it's like going on a little vacation because it's so different than the city, and it's got that like cobblestone street, and it's just, it's like entering a different era or something. It's really fun.
Yeah,
and right on the playing riverfront. on that Magpies patio is just like beautiful.
So yeah, we play there as a trio, and it's completely unplugged though, so as per their ordinance.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's fun to play somewhere different. We always play in the city, so.
Yeah, because I live out that way. I live in St. Charles County, so it's cool to see some shows coming out my way, because there's not, there's little, like St. Charles Main Street, they do a lot of the stuff. There's a couple different bars down there booking some bands, but there's really not, like, you know, there's nothing like the Grove or whatever where there's, you know, several stages and stuff, so. I wish there was more live music out that way, but, for original music, there seems to be pretty good, like, cover band thing going out there. But,
right.
And, which, you know, I'm not knocking.
Which is cool, too.
Yeah. But,
whatever happened to the Moonshine Blues Bar?
They still do music.
Yeah, it's still going. Yeah. Just, I know they went under some different management stuff, and there's been, some different things going on over there, but it's a great room.
Like, it is.
I used to go there a lot, and I haven't been there as frequent lately, but it's a cool little spot, and it's really a really neat thing. Like, they had somebody come in and, like, hand-paint the walls with all that, like, New Orleans kind of vibe. And
that room's got mojo, for sure.
Yeah, it's really a cool place. And they got these old cigar box guitars on the ceiling and stuff. But it's a shame that they're not, you know, more people coming there, because, like I said, it is a neat room, and...
It is.
There's a lot of great talent still coming through there. Just, you know.
A lot of really cool blues bands come through the Blue City Deli.
Place is
always just popping.
It's the spot.
Yeah.
Paul, you go there, what, every Thursday?
Pretty much weekly.
Every Thursday.
Yeah.
I need to make it there more. It's pretty sweet.
It is.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a bit. Just recently, my schedule changed, so I'm hoping to make it a couple times this summer. But they only the hours, the Thursdays and Saturdays, mm-hmm. were always weird for my scheduling, so where yeah. I was haven't been able to make it as often as I'd like for the music. Yep. But
I was go there and get you a sandwich.
Yeah, then. I got a
good yeah. sandwich. Yeah,
really good. Got a date for you, September 26th. I'm playing there in the afternoon. Myself with a band.
Yeah.
So I hope you can make it out that day, man.
Yeah.
You with a band?
That's right.
Oh.
The Paul Niehaus experience.
Yeah.
Nice. Who's going to be in your band?
I haven't determined yet.
Auditions are going to be this summer.
That's awesome. That place is amazing.
That's how I got to talking to Paul a while back. I ran into him at Blue City Deli for the Nikki Hill show. Mm-hmm. And we caught up a little bit. I hadn't seen him around in a while, and then I finally got to run into him there. So that's always a good time seeing Nikki there. She, her and Matt are.
Yeah.
Deb and I are celebrating our birthdays we're tomorrow, watching them. Yeah, yeah. We can't wait.
Botanical yeah. Gardens, because she's playing there. So
yeah, I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna try to make that too. That's, she.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Powerhouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really inspired by female vocalists like that. That just.
I missed. Yeah. She played Maristar like a couple weeks ago at the casino, the Bottleneck Blues Bar. They're part mm-hmm. of the Devin Allman series, and I missed mm-hmm. that. But that's another thing that's pretty cool, that they're doing a lot more blues actually at the Bottleneck Blues Bar, which I thought
for sure.
So
yeah, that's a nice casino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been.
That was suddenly a casino expert.
Yeah. Not that I've been there. Casino. Casino. Or gambling, or whatever have you. No, I went there to. What did I go there to do?
You and your mom.
Oh, like my mom got like a gift certificate, and we went and stayed at the hotel and went swimming. And they have an outdoor hot tub.
Ooh. It's you guys awesome. Really girl it up.
It was winter and it was cold, and we went in the hot tub outside, and it was.
Nice.
Just saying.
Yeah. When I got married in September, and we
congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. We the place we did it was up in the Herman Hill Wedding Chapel in yeah. Herman Hill or in Herman, Missouri, mm-hmm. and they provide like a cottage for all the weddings that do there. So there's like these little. Part of the cottages are actually owned by the winery, and then but they all have nice outdoor hot tubs, and so it was pretty awesome just to hang out in the hot tub and watching the moon over the river and everything there.
Oh,
and
man.
It was really a neat experience. I'm sure it's similar in St. Charles because the river right there too and all that. And yep. I don't know if you could see from where you were at, but.
After the gig, yeah. we went
After
down.
After the gig, we went down,
yeah.
If there's water, I feel like I'm always just, like, kind of drawn to it somehow.
Sure.
Like, we played a gig at a winery recently, a wedding gig, that afterwards, so it was right on the, was it the Missouri River, mm-hmm. right? And it was funny, because Paul and I wrote a song recently together called Old Missouri Bluff, and this wedding ceremony was literally, like, on an Old Missouri Bluff.
Yes.
It was perfect.
Yep.
And after, like, the whole wedding party had left, I don't know if I should be saying this, but we kind of just walked down to the river. We had five-piece band with us, and we all five of us just walked down and kind of, like, laid down and looked up at the stars, because you could see all of the stars, because yeah. we were out in the country, you know, we all live in the city, so it's, like,
that's
something we rarely see.
What's sure. that?
And
yeah, it was transcendent.
Yeah, just had a moment after this, you know, after a really fun gig, just kind of like gazing up at the stars and kind of laying back by the river, and yeah, it was a beautiful, memorable moment.
Peaceful.
Band bonding.
Yeah, I that's like I said, I live out in the towards the country and
mm-hmm.
in Wentzville actually, and
oh, that's far.
There's a
that's so far.
Yeah, well, I like it out there.
It's
nice.
Like an hour away, right?
45 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the better part
you've
of
You've probably
hour.
Got your, like, your route down where you've got it going pretty
well.
Quick.
They open at 364, so, okay. like, and I live, like, right off of that, so, or, well, connects to that, and, so it makes things a lot easier taking that straight into, you know, getting on 270 or anything else, and,
mm-hmm.
So that kind of cuts down some of the time. I run up to the funny bone a lot, and that's perfect for that because it dumps off like right at the funny bone there, off the off page. So
nice.
Is that fun?
Oh,
funny
yeah.
bone.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Oh, we gotta go.
I know. I like comedy. I like funny things.
As much as like I love music, but I'm also like a half comedy. Like I go to the funny bone a lot. I'm like it's kind of become my Cheers where I shout out and everybody knows my name.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody should have a Cheers.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I think I wrote one time on Facebook about how it's kind of like family when I go there, but it's like, you know, we're all dysfunctional though. It's all, you know, everybody's you know, drinking and everything else, all the crazy stuff that happens at the funny bone and things. But you know, it's
things that go down at the funny.
Yeah, but no, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy now they opened up the second club at Valley Park. So I'm just double the live comedy, and I also go to a lot of the you know, foam. They do an alternative show over there like every now and then. A couple of my friends do stuff there, and then Art Bar's got an open mic for comedy. And
I love that Art Bar. Yeah. The place is awesome.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, you know, great shows going on. I mean, like I said, we've been talking about music, but comedy, there's a thriving comedy scene going.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
you know, like the STL Up Late boys and
yeah.
girls.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's true. STL Up Late, we performed on their, was it their second season?
It was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like about a year ago. But yeah, STL Up Late, they put on a fantastic comedy show where they do skits and they interview cool, you know, local movers and shakers. So when we were on, they were interviewing the girls from Sloop, which is a really cool, you want to say something about Sloop? Sloop is cool.
Yeah, Sloop, love to go and patronize them. They, once a month, in different locations, have an event where people pitch their ideas, and the crowd that comes and enjoys all-you-can-eat soup votes which one is their favorite, and all the money from the people coming in the door, which is $10 a person, goes to that group. And so they help out a lot of really different and a lot of huge variety of groups that do great things around the area. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's always a cool variety, like, you know, it'll be like an arts endeavor or like something with, you know, like a having a library for kids or something like that, or like, you know, it's just always really cool things. So yeah, STL Up Late has a variety of guests that they interview, and then they do sketches, and they have like video shorts that are hysterical, and then they always have a musical guest, and they've had some super cool St. Louis bands on the show. Yeah, it was really fun being able to perform on that.
Yeah, we had Eric Hutchinson on the show.
Eric Christensen?
Or Christensen, yeah. No, yeah. Hutchinson. Sorry about that. Eric Christensen, yeah, sorry. So we had him on a while back, plugging the show, and my buddy Bobby J. Cox,
he's funny.
He's
on the
show.
They're
he's
all
funny
so
dude.
Funny. Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of my friends have, you know, been involved in various ways through their, whether writing jokes or performing and things, so.
And like the improv shop is cool. It seems, yeah, there is a cool comedy scene going on in St. Louis.
And for me, they go hand in hand. I wish, I had an idea, not that it's like a super original, but I've been wanting to do some more stuff like bringing comedy and music together, like doing some, you know, I'd love to start booking some shows or doing something, partner up with a venue, and I kind of got my first taste of it over the weekend. I didn't do comedy, but I booked a 1 year birthday party for the show over at Steve's Hot Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We did like we had 7 music acts play acoustic music, and we had, you know, solo, duo, and I actually had Skyburn White played as a full band, and had a drum kit in there and everything, and so it went really great. Like people really digging the variety that I've offered, and a lot of people, is their first time at Steve's, so
yeah,
delicious hot dogs.
Oh yeah,
awesome, man.
So hopefully I can do a lot more of that. Kind of, I've been wanting to do something. If I've had ideas for like, you know, having the radio show version of this, but then also trying to make it like monthly or every other month or something, however timing works out, but having some kind of like live showcase as well, like having people that are, you know, been on the show and then have them all book on a live show and just having fun with that too.
Yeah.
Just another aspect of another element. And
yeah, it's, I feel like music really brings people together, and that's a like a perfect example of that, you know. And you're helping bring these musicians together and connecting them. If you're going to do something like that, that's really neat.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And you know, for like a burgeoning scene, you know, some, you know, if you're kind of a grassroots scene of any kind of art, any other kind of art there to support it, whether it be, you know, comedy or it would be, you know, the art of production like podcasts and video showcases and things like that, they kind of need those other arts to kind of help support it too. So that's a really neat collaboration that happens. And
sure,
yeah, I think all together.
I was just thinking when you're saying that, I'm thinking of the Last in the American League project.
Yeah, that was great. That was fantastic.
That was
to be involved with that,
having you know, the physical art with the drawings and paintings and everything that they included, the original artwork, and then having the art of music on there and having pairing it all together. And it's really I still haven't been able to get the vinyl yet, but I want to pick up my copy of the vinyl and support
that was an amazing project. Chuck Crittenden, who's actually in the band Arthur and the Librarian that I was just talking about a little bit ago, he put this amazing project together with all of these local musicians and local artists collaborating with with art pieces inspired by the music, and you know, a vinyl record with you know, a double album, right? And then it also, you get the
companion art book,
right? The art book, and it's like essentially a time capsule of a bunch of honestly just a little bit of like out of how much awesome that St. Louis has to offer right now. It's just like a tidbit of amazing music and art that's going on right here right now that will always be remembered.
Yeah.
And when I saw the piece cool that Brandon thing. Arnold, the artist that was paired with us, my
so
jaw
cool.
dropped. It was like, wow.
Yeah,
so cool.
Brandon Arnold, a local artist, made a piece inspired by our song Rest Your Head that's on our album Phases, and it's just, it's beautiful. You just have to look it up. I can't even describe it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, I think, they got a Bandcamp page too, don't they, I think?
Yeah,
so if you want to pick up a CD version or the vinyl version, you can go on Bandcamp, Last in the American League, or Lytle, if you want to.
Yeah, you definitely want to check it out. It's got, it features a really wide variety of bands. It's got, like, the Bible Belt Sinners are on there.
Kentucky Knife Fight.
Yeah, a couple bands that have actually broken up. So it's kind of like like a sort of cool send-off for a few different bands. There's Kentucky Knife Fight, Via Dove, and
Volcanoes
have all since broken up. So
yeah. The Educated Guess, I know they were on there.
Educated Guess is on there, yeah.
John Vangoni, who plays bass for Charlie, and on the show, and we kind of plugged it.
The Defeated County is on there. A lot of really great and a great variety of local bands too, which is, and a nice variety of art too. A lot of different mediums and a lot of different styles of art, and you know, some more abstract and some more literal, you know, based on what the artist was feeling, I guess. So.
And I'm a baseball nerd, so I love the name.
Yeah.
Last in America, that's great. When I was a kid, I didn't grow up in St. Louis, but I had a St. Louis Browns hat that I wore when I was a kid. That's how much of a baseball nerd I am.
So the thing they said was first in baseball, first in beer, last in the American League.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what sorry.
Yeah.
I got it wrong.
So where are you from then?
Dwight, Illinois.
Yeah.
I always pronounce it Dwight. I mean, Devin calls me out on it. I should start calling her Dev.
Devin. That's my name.
It's right up Route 66, the railroad, Highway 55, that whole corridor. It's about 75 miles from Chicago.
All
right. Right between Bloomington and Chicago.
Yeah. How do you get down here then?
I was going to go to school here, but, you know, just plans changed once I got here, but right. I moved here in the late 90s, when I was in my early 20s, and been here ever since.
Cool. Yeah, born and raised. I lived in, where I live now is like 2 miles from the home I grew up in, and
nice.
So yeah, I've always, like I said, not technically St. Louis. I live out in Wentzville, but, close enough.
St. Louis region.
Yeah. So
where'd you grow up, Paul?
I grew up in South County.
Yeah.
Yep.
How about you, Devin?
I grew up in the Central West End. My mom lived in the Central West End, and my dad lived in South City.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, we, I don't know, that's, so that's why, like, for me, that's where all the ties to the community, having, wanting to do all this stuff with St. Louis music, and just, being proud of where I'm from here, coming from St. Louis, and try to do all I can to support my town.
That's great. Yeah, I always, Gene teases me because I take pictures everywhere I go, and I'll take pictures of St. Louis things. Like, I'm like constantly a tourist in my own city. I've lived here for my whole life. And I'm always like, oh, look, it's, it's like a neat picture.
Yeah, I didn't grow up here, so I have a little bit of a different perspective. I'm really proud. I mean, St. Louis has been my home for at least half my life, so most of my adult life.
But like, the architecture is one of my favorite things.
Absolutely.
There's that's the thing with a town this big, in my situation, there was a lot that I didn't realize was there. Like, when I was younger, not being actually in the city, there was a lot I missed out on, but like, it wasn't until just, last couple of years that I went to like Crown Candy stuff for the first time. And a lot of that kind of stuff where, places have been there for forever, and people all talk about and go, but there's a couple of those kind of things. So I feel like it's the same thing, like a tourist in my own town here, where
Always new things to discover.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then there's always new stuff coming up too. So, but there's all the old stuff still to be discovered. But
yep, especially like down on Cherokee Street and in the Grove, like we were talking about before. There's just cool stuff all over the place.
And particularly if you can take the pedestrian pace, get out of the car and walk around, you really kind of, to really see new things, even in a small area.
I did the story with Crown Candy. I went down there, I got the heart attack BLT.
Oh my god, so much bacon on that sandwich is obscene.
Well, it was like right around that time though when it was on that Man vs. Food. That really helped shine a little light on all that. So I went down there, and obviously the line out the door.
Right, it's always like that.
And I finally get in, and I got the sandwich, and I think we ended up taking it to go just because we didn't want to deal with the big crowd, and it was like, for whatever reason, there's not limited seating, that's why the line's out the door. So like, if you get it to go, you can just get going. They're usually pretty quick about stuff. So
yeah.
So anyway, I get that sandwich, and I end up eating the whole thing, and I'm not proud of it, but I felt so miserable after that. Like,
oh no!
And like it was just, it's very few times you ever say there's too much bacon, but that may be too much.
I feel like I could take like the majority of the bacon off that sandwich, eat the sandwich, and then have the leftover bacon for breakfast for like 3 more days.
Yeah, sure. I ate the whole thing, and we actually we parked like in Forest Park there, and we're hanging out there because we were gonna go to the zoo. So I walked around the zoo after I ate that sandwich, and I just felt like I was like sweating pure bacon grease. So,
all the animals are smelling this bacon
grease.
Yeah.
Like, well, who is that? What has he been eating?
Oh
my god, my dog would be like, I smell bacon. And we have a pug.
Saw you around more than usual.
It's definitely the That's the way to do it. If you're going to do it, that's how I do it. Eat the whole thing and
go to
the
zoo. You just got to go all in sometimes. You do. I had a Frappuccino today because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
All in.
That's going all in. With an extra shot of espresso. Whoa. Can you believe it?
This allergy tea.
And now we're having allergy tea. It's
wild.
It's a very special day.
Well, we got anything else we want to tell everybody? I forgot to go. Duck Room coming up too.
Yeah, we're excited. We have a show coming up at the Duck Room That's our next big show. So it is Saturday, July 25th at the Duck Room, opening for the Foglights for their CD release. And also Emily Wallace is playing. She's so an amazing singer. Yeah. And I haven't even met her yet, but I see her all over the place. Yeah. And I've just heard her voice and, like, sort of stalked her voice listening to all of her stuff just because it's, like, amazing.
Yeah. We met just from me being out. Like, I went to... She was one of the ones I kept seeing her name a lot. And then I finally ended up catching the last part of her show. It was downtown, so I was recording a podcast, and I ran across after I was done and stopped and caught her last set at the Oyster Bar, and really got my attention because she was, you know, she sounds good, everything was good, and then all of a sudden she did Tyrone from Erykah Badu.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, and I was like,
oh my god, they love that song.
Wow. Mind blowing. I was like, it's so
yeah. Tyrone.
Yeah, it was so good.
I love that song. Yeah. Oh my god. I can't wait to play with her. And can't wait to play with the Foglights. Justin Johnson, one of the guys from the Foglights. So it's Justin Johnson and Jim Peters, who you know, right? I don't know him, but I've heard their music is awesome. And Justin Johnson is fronts one of our favorite local bands, Pretty Little Empire also.
Okay.
And yeah, so we're super excited to play with the Foglights. They're releasing their album, and so we're...
We love playing at Duck Room, too.
Yeah, the Duck Room is a cool place. My dad actually was in a band in the 80s, kind of a new wave type of band called B-Vision, and they were on the Blueberry Hill record label, and they were the first band to play at the Elvis Room, which is, you know, next door to the Duck Room, downstairs at Blueberry Hill, yeah. So... it's kind of cool to
be Vision for Life
to play there. My dad did the whole thing, wore like Cure makeup, had the hair.
Music was good though.
The music was really good. It was really good.
My dad plays like, one of my memories of us playing is we had this like kind of, we called it a solarium room. There was like all windows in the house there, and we would be out there on the weekends, and Dad would play some electric guitar and harmonica and stuff. But me and my brother, we would sing along, and I can remember us doing Standing on a Rock from Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Mm-hmm. You know that one? And me and my brothers, little brother would start singing that, and I've been standing on a rock, just waiting for my seeds to grow. And like, it's just
that's a great memory.
Yeah. So I always a little while back I threw it up on Facebook. I was like, we need to get the family band back together.
Yeah, family band thing is a cool thing. Yeah. It really is.
I've been able to jam with my stepdad a little since I was a kid, and then now I have two kids, so I jam with them. So yeah, it's
very cool.
Yeah, my dad still plays bass, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I've gotten to jam with him, and then Gene's kids. So Gene's got a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, and they both play piano, and the 9-year-old plays a little ukulele, and she's learned a little bit of guitar, and they like to do shakers, so we have a family band dynamic going on fairly often in our house.
And a 6-year-old's a little jazz head already.
He wants to listen to Kind of Blue every night.
Yeah.
Literally, he's
or Grant
like,
Green,
can I
or...
listen to Kind of Blue? It's just like the cutest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. After my dad, he got married last year also, which was kind of weird. I mean, it was great, but it's kind of strange when you get married.
Both got married the same year.
Get married the same year as your dad, so it's like, but it worked out. But we did a little jam at his place afterwards. Like, he got the guitar out and a harmonica. He plays Chicken Train on harmonica from Ozark Mountain Daredevils also. And so we're kind of all having this like bonfire, and we're all hanging around in the circle and having this little jam thing going on out there. And so he does Chicken Train on the harmonica, and one of my cousins, like, she was 7 or 8 at the time, and had a tambourine, and she's playing along, and actually kept great time for being how young she is and
nice.
Everything. Like, so it's like, you really need to push her to follow this. If that's something that she's already kind of gravitating towards, you know, keep run with it, like let her play if she wants to play.
And yeah, you just got to tell them, you know, you got to hone it and then own it.
That's right.
That's right.
Yep. Well, speaking of playing, you guys want to...
Well.
You got anything else you want to say? We're going to play one for the...
We'd love to.
Yeah.
Let's play a little number.
All right. Well, we'll get that set up and which one do you want to play? We'll introduce it.
What would you like?
I stressed earlier, I like phases a lot. I would love to hear that. Here it is.
Take a long view of the world you live in. Open your eyes just as wide as you can. See the colors that have shifted hues over time. And you'll see there's been, and you'll see there's been a change. And you will see there's been a change. Born to grow and you die to know. Everything is subject to change. Some people will remind you, some people will despise you, but only you can lead. Yes, only you can lead the way. Fresh crop of new songs and a lot of stuff in the pipeline that we're really excited to get back to recording. We just re-released our first album last year, and I feel like we're almost ready to, we've got almost all the songs for our next one. Great. And super excited to record again at Blue Lotus Studio, which is Paul Niehaus's studio. It's just an awesome, comfortable space to record in, and it's just always, you know, snacks and laughs and feel-good fun times and jamming in between. And
allergy tea.
And allergy tea. Never
forget. Gearheads would really appreciate all the stuff he has over here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, lots of awesome gear and cool things to play with. And he lets me play drums sometimes, and it's fun. And,
yeah.
So we're excited to get to recording again, for sure.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to look forward to. So you got to go over the dates. You got June 20th.
Yeah, our next
showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Riverfront Times showcase.
Next show is June 20th at the Riverfront Times Music Showcase in the Grove. We'll be at Handlebar at 8 p.m. And then
a $10 wristband gets you all day long.
Yeah,
all the good stuff.
From noon on.
Yeah,
well, noon till I think 3 a.m. is how long this thing goes, and it's $10 for a wristband for the whole day. You can leave and come back, whatever you want. It's pretty sweet.
Sounds like a bargain.
Yeah, it sure is. And then we've got a couple of shows coming up at Magpies in St. Charles we were talking about. We're playing at the Carondelet Park Outdoor Concert Series. We're playing at Eckert's, Schlafly Bottle Works for Art Outside. A lot of different things. We've got that show at the Duck Room that we're really excited about. Yeah. That's July 25th, opening for the Fog Lights for their record release. And all of these events you can find on our website. It's www.lettertomemphis.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and
on SoundCloud.
All those fun things, SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, go give them a follow and come out to a show and pick up Phases on album so at your local record store. So, all right. Well, I guess that's it. Episode 76.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for hanging out today. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks for having us, Shane. James.
And you fantastic. Keep on doing what you're doing.
All right, we'll do.
It's great for the music community. Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rock, paper, podcast. Rock, paper, podcast. Rock, paper. Oh, yeah.